Our perception of a play, a book, a film, or even a TV show changes as the world around us changes. Of these art forms, though, only theater has the opportunity to revise itself to reflect the social and political zeitgeist, not through the script, which remains the same, but through the production itself, to change the emphasis and bring out contemporary significance. And what of Cabaret, the 1966 musical about life in Germany during the Nazis' rise to power, currently in a powerful new production directed by Susie Damilano at San Francisco Playhouse through September 14th. Using the book and score from the 1998 Broadway revival, which heightened the mood from menacing foreshadowing to actual horror, Cabaret automatically takes on new meaning with the advent of the current authoritarian regimes around the world and with Trumpism in this country. For those unfamiliar with Cabaret, it's the thinly disguised memoir of writer Christopher Isherwood, here an American named Cliff, coming to Germany and getting involved with a cabaret performer named Sally Bowles, along with his neighbors at a boarding house, as the Nazis rise to power, all set within the framework of a cabaret led by a gender-bending master of ceremonies. While ubiquitous community and school productions tend to focus on performance, professional productions like this one lean more on acting chops and, of course, are far more rigorous in music and dance. It's a craftsmanship thing, and it makes a big difference. Each production of Cabaret has its own strengths. In most productions, the central character is the MC, but here, as in the film, Sally Bowles takes over with a show-stopping turn by Kate Heyman. She's terrific. Director Susie Damilano and actor Atticus Shandlin do subtle wonders to mask the passive and underwritten character of Cliff. Here, he's a lot like Berenger in Rhinoceros. He's been asleep, and suddenly his friends are becoming Nazis, and he's no longer apolitical. It's in the text, but here it's revelatory. Jean-Paul Gonzalez as the MC is more Tim Curry than Joel Grey. It's an unusual casting choice. He's fine, he's gender-bending, but not quite as menacing. Which is okay, because it puts the emphasis on Cliff and Sally, and on the very good Will Springhorn Jr. as Cliff's mentor, Ernst Ludwig. This production is less about the cabaret itself, and more about that wake-up call. Cabaret is more relevant than ever. Cabaret, directed by Susie Damilano, plays at SF Playhouse through September 14th. For more information, you can go to sfplayhouse.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.